On the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. A real workhorse in the trenches. Pick up a Chevy Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer. The official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Chevy drives Chicago.
Well, he's in the Football Hall of Fame, but now he is angling to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's Dan Hampton, who with his band will be performing Saturday in Hickory Hills, the Chicago Six. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, Dan, what did you make of the Bears' preseason game on Saturday night? Any big takeaway for you?
Hey, well, great to be on with you this morning, Bob. I tell you, you know, they call it the exhibition season. Well, we didn't exhibit much, did we? And the one part about this is, you know, everybody has got to be, you know, going to be looking at this second go-round of Ben Johnson with a little bit of patience. But we did see last year that the team got off to a really poor start. And a lot of that, the great Ed Obradovich and I, you know, told you on a weekly basis, hey, you want to be good at hitting a baseball, you got to hit a baseball. You want to be good at football, you got to play football. And we didn't see a whole lot of the starters play much this game. We didn't see them at all in the first game. So, you know, again, this is a kind of a new wave. Nobody wants to play and nobody wants to get hurt. I understand that. But we'll see how things get, you know, going. But you know, and I know, Ben Johnson has he was the best coach in football last year. But he'll have his hands full, as you know. We've got the hardest schedule in football, and now we're not going to sneak up on anybody. Those seven, you know, last 2 minute come from behind, miraculous heart attack victories. They're going to be a lot harder to find, right, Kev?
Yeah, no kidding, Dan. I think great to talk to you here this morning and for Andy here. But I want to talk about your position group mainly, the defensive line, because I feel like all offseason we heard Bears didn't do this, Bears didn't do that. They couldn't stop the run last year. You and OB were all over that. In the offseason, they didn't go out and get a big star. But it does appear that maybe, just maybe, they got a steal in Jordan Vandenberg out of the sixth round. Watching him on Saturday, it appears he was moving the line of scrimmage almost every single snap that he was out there. Do you agree? And what have you seen from the, I don't want to say new and improved D-line, but the healthy D-line now with a new Dio Odangbo out there on the edge? What have you seen from them through two exhibition games?
Really good play by Odangbo. And after that, about 20, you know, very mediocre plays. So You look at him and say, okay, well, maybe we'll get some addition through his, you know, recovery, and maybe he'll be better than what he was last year, you know, before he got hurt. But your point about the young man, Jordan Vandenberg, he's got a motor. He reminds me a lot of Mongo. You know, he's not the biggest, most powerful guy, and his stature isn't such, you know, where he's 6'8", 320, but he has great leverage, he has tenacity, and he makes plays, and I like what I see. And there's also, they signed this young man named Lynch. He's bounced around, I think it was with the Vikings. He's had some flashes as well, and, you know, at some point, you have to think that coaching does matter. Well, the offensive line was brilliantly coached last year, and a lot of the players just got better by being smarter and better prepared. Well, maybe that's what they're thinking with the defense. We get a couple of guys back, you know, they get healthy. We get, you know, better with our techniques, all the different things. But you know, and I know, a lot of that has to do with the fact you're paying Montez Sweat a fortune. He has got to be an impact player. We didn't see much last year. Maybe he's got him convinced that this is the year that he's going to make a big splash.
Let's talk about what Dan Hampton will be doing on Saturday out in Hickory Hills. This sounds like a fun event, and it benefits the Make-A-Wish folks. And you're going to be playing with your band, aren't you, Dan?
Absolutely. And, you know, the band's been gone a long time. We you know, obviously, Otis and our beloved Mongo no longer with us, but the band has continued on, and we're doing this, you know, we you know, Foster Fest has been going for 2 decades. It's in Hickory Hills at the Primetime parking lot. It's outdoor. There's food, beverage, and with a donation, you can buy tickets at the gate at the Primetime. And it goes from like 2 o'clock until 9:30 at night. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be the kind of our last gig of the season. And, you know, in the winter and the fall, we shut down. But we obviously, the band plays a lot of parodies and originals. And, of course, we make fun of our beloved coach, Mike Dicta. So. That's one of the things everybody likes. We have some really funny songs.
It's coming up on Saturday, 2 to 9 p.m., Hickory Hill, 7750 West 95th. You can get your tickets right there. And Dan and Company performing, also School of Rock, some legacy classic rock. And then, remember, it's a week from Sunday, UNOB with the first show of the season. It's the Bears preview. You guys all ready for that?
Talked to the great Ed Obradovich yesterday. He said, I'm ready to go now. He wasn't real happy with the way our quarterback played Saturday night. And I said, hey, easy, Tiger. We've got a long season. So we'll be ready, and we can't wait for next Sunday.
We'll be listening, and a lot of folks anxious to join the party Saturday, 2 to 9 p.m., 7750 West 95th in Hickory Hills. Dan Hampton, his Chicago Six, and more. A great benefit for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Enjoy, and look forward to hearing UNOB this season, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, guys. Go Bears!
And our visits with Dan Hampton are sponsored by your local Chevy dealer.